Jesus Christ is his covenant. And he tore him apart at Calvary, received the body up, and sent the Holy Ghost back. And when the resurrection comes, the same Spirit that was in Jesus Christ is the only thing that will raise this body up to go meet back in the man. To make them husband and wife. You see what I mean? The bride, it's a covenant people. Unconditionally, God calls you out of the world, gave you the Holy Ghost, the seed of Abraham. You are tonight with a blessed promise. Amen. If you're Abraham's seed, you have this promise in you. You believe God regardless of what takes place. The Holy Ghost makes you believe it anyhow. See? The Spirit was up on Christ. It's up on the church. Because there's the bride and the groom. And it taketh the Spirit a little while in the world, seeth me no more, yet you'll see me, for I'll be with you even in you to the end of the world. The Spirit and the body is taken up. Now the same Spirit was on Christ has to be in you, or it won't compare with this covenant.
Amen.
See what I mean? Then aren't you happy tonight that you're baptized into the church of the firstborn of the living God? That the very same Spirit that was in Christ is in the church tonight. And you are a part of it by the Holy Ghost. Being dead in Christ, take on Abraham's seed and are heirs according to the promise. What are we scared about? All devils in hell couldn't shake you. Nothing can shake you. We receive a kingdom that cannot be moved. Oh, my. Settle yourself on these thoughts one time and think of what God has said. Not your circumstance. Nothing else but what God has said.